What are those lights? I whispered.
Stars, he said. I fly up near the debris, but I've almost never seen through it. There are too many layers. I've always wondered if I could get out to the stars.
There was awe in his voice, a tone I'd never heard from him before. Is that why you fly? I asked.
We used to live out there among the stars, he whispered. That's where we belong. Not in those caverns. The kids who make fun of you, they're trapped on this rock. Their heads are heads of rock. Their hearts set upon rock. Set your sights on something higher. Something more grand. Claim the stars, Spensa.
I was going to be a pilot someday. I would fly up there and fight. I just hoped Father would leave some Krell for me. I squinted as something flashed in the sky, a distant piece of debris burning brightly as it entered the atmosphere. Then another fell, and another. Then, dozens. Father frowned and reached for his radio, a super advanced piece of technology that was given only to pilots. He lifted the blocky device to his mouth.
This is Chaser, he said. I'm on the surface. I see a debris fall close to Alta.
We've spotted it already, Chaser, a woman's voice said over the radio. Radar reports are coming in now, and, Scud, we've got Krell.
What cavern are they headed for? Father asked.
They're heading this way. Stars help us. They've located the base. Everyone, this is an emergency. An extremely large group of Krell has breached the debris field. All fighters report in. They're coming for Alta. Father took my arm.
Let's get you back.
They need you, I said. You've got to go fight.
I have to get you to.
I can get back myself. Father glanced toward the debris again. My father debated only a moment before pulling off his light line bracelet and stuffing it into my hands.
Promise you'll go back straight away.
I promise. He raised his radio.
I'm running for Alta now. Chase her out.
Showing a rare moment of good judgment, I decided I'd better do what my father had told me. I used the light line to lower myself into the cavern, where I recovered my backpack and headed into the tunnels. I figured, if I hurried, I could get back to my clan in time to listen to the broadcast of the fight on our single communal radio. I was wrong, though. By the time I got home, the battle had been won. My father was gone. And I'd been branded the daughter of a coward.